Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, John, you have always so often, professed your love for LeBron James.
Yes.
Are you at least, envious of what he was able to accomplish over the weekend? And not just because starring in the biggest movie of the since the pandemic, Space Jam 2.
I'd like to star in a movie.
Yeah, I understand that. What would your movie be called, though, if his is Space Jam?
I don't know.
No Space Jam?
Yeah. Meat Eater.
Fish Jam?
Fish Jam. There you go.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, that sounds disgusting.
But LeBron did something you have to be pretty excited about, huh?
Yeah. At the game on Saturday, he was obviously sitting courtside because he's LeBron and should. You know, he's a big basketball fan, yeah. Not just along face, with being a great player.
Face of the league.
Yeah.
He's good buddies with Chris Paul.
But the interesting part was that he was sitting there and, you can't sit courtside and really get away with anything that you are either trying to hide or not trying to hide. But he did make it past security with a bottle of his own tequila.
Yeah. And a few other players invest in a tequila called, Lobos, I think it's called?
Yeah, I think so. When you initially look at this and you think about, and the reaction was, how can LeBron get away with this and nobody else can, and I'm going to bring a bottle next time. Let's hit the brakes on that a little bit.
Yes.
It's LeBron James.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's the NBA. He's, it's LeBron James.
Yeah, right? It's okay.
It's okay.
And I have no problem with it. Do you?
Right. Because, no, I don't. Because I don't think LeBron is going to be the one that takes that bottle and throws it at anybody. There was a number of reasons he did this. And I think the biggest one was he just wanted a picture of him sitting there with his brand of tequila that he is a part owner in, spread around all of social media, and the discussion is about the tequila brand and not that he got this tequila into.
But don't you think if that was the case, he would have made it a little more, obvious rather than just trying to hide it behind it?
Oh, no, because now all of a sudden you've got to look at that picture and you've got to see, okay, what is everybody talking about? Oh, there it is. And if he held it in his hand, it probably doesn't matter.
Right.
But I think being discreet about it is probably what even makes it more curious. And those that are wondering, I wonder about this. And then he obviously, followed up with a whole bunch of tweets along with those that were saying, how did he get this in there? And I'm going to bring mine next time. And then he gets to respond and at his Lobos brand of tequila.
Yeah. I don't give him enough credit for thinking like that. I think he just wanted to bring his tequila in, and if it got seen on television, I don't think he cared. Maybe it's his agent who thought of that.
Well, I mean, it could be. I actually do think that he does think about these things, and it was very calculated that he brought it. And I have no problem with that,
right?
Because it is about marketing, yep. And we know that he can market things extremely well just by being LeBron. But bringing it into the NBA
right.
Into the finals, and it having sit underneath his seat, it was a great move.
So he smuggled basically a bottle of tequila in the game.
Yes.
All right. Do you have any smuggling stories you'd like to share with us? 248-539-9797. It doesn't have to be into a game per se, but when you've tried to smuggle something.
Movie theater.
Yeah.
Some other
venues. We've all done that. Yeah. Right, the movie theater. You always bring your own candy.
Some people
sounds
do.
Like,
some
it sounds
people
like
don't.
Heather's a regular thing for her.
I think Heather
that
real.
Is regular.
You have
yes,
to.
I it's, always bring my own candy. I sometimes I'll purchase a drink there. I mean, we've brought like meals into the movie theater before.
Oh boy, that's
Hunter
why
House
she's not Heather. She's heathen.
Into the movie
She's
yes. We'll have these stories in just a minute.
All right. Well, yes. 248-539-9797. I've told this story before, but I don't even. You know, my father snuck. You know, flask. Everybody's done that. Football game, flask of brandy on the game to have his underage son drink some to stay warm at a Monday night football game. That would mm-hmm. that would be me.
How old were you at this time?
It was probably 10.
Oh my gosh.
You guys remember Frank's Nursery and Crafts?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
I worked there in high school, so I was like 16. That was a good job to have in school. So my boss, we ended up getting Lions tickets, me and a friend, and then I got my boss and his friend tickets, and it was the Barry Bo Jackson Monday Night Football game in 1990. And so we get there and stuff, and then they came a little later. Obviously, they were drinking and tailgating. I mean, we're 16 years old. We weren't doing that, you know? So anyways, we get in there, and all of a sudden, he passes this flask over to me. I was like, whoa. Because first off, I'm way underage. And then my boss doing that for me, you know, it's like, it was just, and I kind of felt like I had to, so I took a little swig.
So did you? Yeah.
Because I was a boss.
Yeah, better do it.
Boss
better
man.
Do it.
Yeah.
I won't do that for Jimmy now.
It's a sneak, like, you know, partying materials into clubs sometimes. I mean,
party materials?
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Drugs?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Party materials.
And that's not as, you know, exciting as, you know, sneaking like a Sour Patch Kids into movie theaters like Miss Heathen Heather.
I mean, I've definitely done it once or twice or multiple times in my lifetime. I'm not going to lie about that. I feel like a lot of people have done that.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a purse, it's easier for females that carry a bag, a purse, to do that. I mean, I've definitely done it. Everything you're talking about. I've snuck alcohol in. I remember at like Pine Knob going to concerts there, bringing the little bottles of alcohol in my bag with me before they actually checked your bags. Doing that. I always bring food into places because I always have to have food on me because I get hungry all the time. So I've brought like snacks with me to the bar. Like I'll bring like food in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder now because they pat you down to actually bring bottles. So I have a friend who I've gone to Michigan games with, and he has these like pouches that are like almost like, for lack of a better description, like an IV bag.
Yes.
Filled with, you know, alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And you can just, you know, suck it down.
Uh-huh. So they're not glass. They're not hard. They're
correct.
Yes.
You
the little bladder.
Put it like on your belly or like there's like bras that have that for the ladies. They can like fill the bra. Have like the little, like same thing you're talking about, pouches. You can fill with liquor or alcohol or whatever you're drinking. Yeah, because it's super hidden. You'll never know it's there.
Wow, I had no idea.
And then didn't some girl, I don't know if she was from state or from Michigan, I can't remember which school she went to, she created the scrunchie that you can wear around your wrist that's actually a flask. So you can put liquor in your like hair scrunchie, but it's not really a scrunchie. It just looks like one. You can take it to tailgates and things like that.
That's got to be a huge scrunchie or like, I mean.
Yeah,
well, it is. I mean, it's like a big bracelet with you know, a little opening. It's like a flask, a round flask that goes around your wrist. Yeah.
Huh. I get that. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Pontiac and say good morning to Daryl. What's up, Daryl? What you got?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a good story. Me and my wife was going to Florida, and I was taking some meds, air quote meds, with me, and I took just enough to last for the trip. But halfway through the trip, I ran out of my meds. So we're in the room, and I smell the meds. And I'm like, where's that coming from? So I look in my bag, my check-in bag, and I have a half a pound of meds that I smuggled on the airplane by mistake.
Ooh.
Half a pound of weed?
Half a pound, yeah. Half a pound, that'll get you.
Boy, those dogs didn't do a good job there, Daryl, did they?
Yeah, no, they don't even check you. You know, you can go on the NSA website and you can take enough of personal and they don't care. But I don't know how they miss that much.
It's funny because I have some friends who might be who are flying here to visit for a weekend, and I don't know, is it legal to travel with
marijuana?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
So I'm gonna say, don't worry about it.
We'll take care of you when you get here. You're coming to the Stone residence.
Well, there's dispensaries on the way. There's you know, besides obviously here, there's also one right outside of Grayling.
Yes.
On the way to the
You go up 75. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I heard they're a little more expensive because they have a monopoly. Because there's not too many, like in the Grayling area, there's like one. So if you're gonna want it, this is what you're gonna have to spend.
Buy it downstate.
Yeah. Ray in Detroit, what's up?
How's it going, fellas?
Good, hey, Ray. How are you?
Got a funny story for you. I was probably 12 and my brother was probably 10. My dad and uncles had season tickets at the Silverdome for the line. Now, knowing that they are big beer drinkers and they wouldn't check little kids' binocular cases, every time we would do a little tailgating and they would take, my dad and uncles would take binoculars out of our case, and it would fit four beers in my binocular case and four beers in my brother's binocular case, knowing they wouldn't check little kids' binoculars going into the game. They'd go in, they'd buy one cup of beer for the, you know, as from the concession stand, and then my dad would have eight beers in my binocular case and my brother's binocular case, and that's how they drank the rest of the day.
Wow. Okay.
That's pretty genius.
Very innovative there, Ray.
Yes.
We like that.
I always had four in mine. My brother had four in his, and my cousins were doing the same for my uncles. They had it down pat.
Like the ingenuity. Appreciate that one. Mike, you're on 97, won the ticket.
How you doing, Chief?
Good.
Mine's a little different. It's not into a sporting event. It's people. So back when we were younger and doing what you would do, we had a buddy had a 63 Comet, and the back seat was such that you could take it out pretty much and have full access to the trunk. So you take your cushions from your mom's couch, per se, and put a sheet, rug, wood over it, whatever, have a couple guys in there. You go through the check-through, and by the time you were 15 feet past that, you could really get through into the back seat and be seated before you got to your parking spot.
Ah.
So being as cheap as you are as kids, decided to do it where just the guy went in by himself, just the driver. So he pulls up there, you hear the conversation, you hear him telling him he needs to pop the trunk, and the best feeling you ever had is when you're crawling out the trunk, you hear all the horns going off behind you as people are horning you that you got busted.
By the way, Mike, you called me chief. Are you allowed to use that term these days? Is that politically, we have to find a new one for
politically correct?
I don't care.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. But that was the best time. That was the best, you know,
all right.
Good times back
all
then.
All right. Thanks, chief.
Thanks, boss.
Dave Pash, who's of you know, ESPN, and he used to call people Chiefy, which I could never understand. I never heard. That's like, I don't like being called dude.
You don't like being called dude?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just like.
Be a dude.
Anyway. Aaron in Lake Orion says, my wife is big chested, always hides a bottle into the big house. Yes, the bottle was bigger than LeBron's. Wow. That was a pretty sizable bottle LeBron had.
Yes, it was.
Hey guys, wife got me a set of plastic bag flasks for my birthday years ago. She got them to sneak in booze to Lions games. I thought she was crazy, but we did it, and it worked really well. Since then, we bring our own booze to every game and just purchase a soda to mix it with. No one will ever find out, and it's great. That's in Mike and Canton. By the way, Rod W. from the Detroit Lions is also texting in saying, Mike and Canton, you are not allowed to go to the games anymore.
Right. Yes, you've been banned.
Just kidding. Snuck a couple of bags of the ganja back onto my cruise ship upon visiting Montego Bay, Jamaica over Christmas one year. I was 21 years young and dumb as a board. I would never think to do that again. Thankfully, me and my buddies didn't get caught.
Yeah, back then it probably would have been serious repercussions.
Yes. Back in the 90s when the Lions played Green Bay the last game of the season, bunch of buddies from college, we snuck 18 beers into the Silverdome via sweatshirts, hoods, pockets, you name it, art in a car.
It's the good old days.
Oh, they didn't check anything.
No. Uh-uh. You could get away with it at that time.
Right, especially in a silver helmet, it's packed. The people who were there to make sure you just got through the revolving door without the wind knocking the place down.
Exactly.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.